Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Kill the Messenger, where today we have a special guest going over publicity. We're going to be really diving into publicity and how that differentiates from online publicity and the way we generate leads online, because if you're able to get on a television and in traditional media, you're going to be seen as much more, and that holds just that much more power in being able to see and being well-rounded in how you're seen, not just online, but in person as well. So before we begin, if you're looking to generate never-ending leads and really transition from this best-kept secret to the go-to authority in your market online, then head on over to eventobots.com/book to get your free copy of the Complete Automation Strategy, the four phases we use to generate never-ending leads. Now, I welcome in my guest today, who is a four-time best-selling author, international speaker, master publicity strategist, and a consultant in author representative services. I have Jill Lublin. Hey, Jill, how you doing?
It's terrific to be here. Thank you.
Of course. So I know we met at a mastermind that we were both attending back in April, and it was something like when we were kind of in these breakout sessions, we really got to talking a little bit more, and you talked about, you presented about publicity and what things people can do right now to get on traditional media, especially in the current times where everyone's forced online, they're watching more online, they're at home more, they're being seen more on television, everything like that. I feel like it's super important.
It is so important. And the truth is, Victor, that, you know, publicity happens all the time. It's happening in Zoom rooms now. It's happening from announcing yourself and when you're in masterminds. The truth is, publicity happens all the time. So you might as well be ready for it, be focused on it, and frankly, know what you're going to say in the right order, in the right way.
Yeah, no, I love it because it's true. Even with what I talk about being in the digital space online, there's so much you have to do, and you have to know who it is you're talking to, who the best people it is you're talking to, right? We talk about all the time your perfect ideal clients. Then you need to know how they need help and how you can serve them. So you provide content that helps them along the way. And then it's the same thing, but it almost feels like you have to be a complete celebrity, right? To really be in the news or to be online, the media, in some type of aspect. I feel like that's a myth that you can really dive into it and break for us.
Well, you know, you do not have to be a celebrity. Let me just say, I mean, what you have to have is a great and powerful message, kind of like Oz, you know, except we are going to pull back the curtain and we're going to show your authentic, resonant self. Because realistically, to be in media now, it takes an authentic message. It also takes being relevant to right now, what's happening. For instance, you know, my African-American clients are talking about the issues of now, right? And so when you have something that's up with regard to media, when there's, you know, in the pandemic, my health experts are talking about how to stay healthy. My stress experts are talking about how to deal with stress. My financial experts are talking about how do you recover and recreate your finances. So be relevant to the moment that is happening. And then start planning 3, 6, and 9 months ahead and think about where you're going to plant your publicity seeds, your garden, so that you grow them. That's really key.
Okay. So it sounds like it takes a little bit of time to really get yourself onto and become friends of the media and be someone as presented in them. So you're not just online and, like, for example, Facebook or LinkedIn or something like that, but you're also on television.
Well, you got to, yeah, well, especially with Zoom, you're right. You got to be thinking you are on television.
True, yeah.
You are being seen Facebook. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, media is all aspects of being seen. It includes social media, blogs, podcasting. It includes all the Zoom meetings you're doing and video. It includes, of course, the traditional print, radio, radio, TV, all that good stuff. All of it's happening. And interestingly enough, here's what I figure. Call me an optimist. But what I feel now is people have more PR opportunities than ever before. That's my good news to all of you. You got
I definitely agree. It's because, so here's where I'm, at least for us, right? The way we do things, we make sure we're all on the social media platforms, right? Like I go live on Facebook, and that allows my team to really distribute my content to go to LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, like all those places. And it can be almost overwhelming for one person to really do that. And I say, like, I didn't start there. My team takes care of it now, but there's other software out there that can almost mimic that for you to an extent. And I know we've talked about it in the past, but there's something, I feel like there's just this, just like having a book, it separates people from puts them in a different category or caliber. Right, if you're able to get on traditional television or radio, there's just this separation that pulls you out and makes you different. So can you speak toward that? Like, what is it about that, or why do people pay attention more when you have those backing you?
You're talking about specifically a book or podcast or media?
Whether it be a book, whether you're on traditional media or anything of that nature.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, what publicity does is give you powerful foundation, credibility, visibility, familiarity, trust in the marketplace, right? And so when people keep seeing your name, hearing you, that you are being seen and heard consistently and persistently. I love those two words because I think everybody needs to be consistent and persistent in the market, right? And so media does that for you. The fact that, you know, people, that you have this podcast, you have name recognition. The fact that you have different guests, we get more name recognition. And so I think everybody should be understanding and, frankly, convinced about the power of media, because what it does is it replicates you so that you can reach more people simultaneously, quickly, and effectively so that your message gets heard. And to me, there's nothing more powerful than that, is getting your message heard and having it be, shall we say, a new version of Scream from the Rooftops, right? So digitally, we can all be screaming from the rooftops via podcasts and radio and TV and blogs and all kinds of fabulous ways, your social media platforms. You are getting your message out. And so getting your message out means that you're the messenger you're meant to be. Whatever you're selling, products, services, consulting, speaking, coaching, the truth is you need to get your message out.
Right. And I can't back that up enough. It's true. Like if that's how people really stay the best kept secret. They're like, oh, I feel like the best kept secret, because you don't actually put your message out there. If you don't, no one knows about it, then you stay the best kept secret, and you end up either going out of business or you don't have the impact that you actually want to have on the world.
Well, you know what, Victor, I have to tell you this, because it's funny to me, because people come up to me, you know, they're in my virtual publicity courses, and they say, you know, I got to work with you because I'm one of the best kept secrets. And I'm like, don't go be bragging about that to me, because what we got to talk about is getting you outside of the best kept secret, right? And and the way to do that is the power of publicity. There's so many great ways to create publicity, visibility, and getting your name known, especially now, that's so wonderful. And that's what I'm excited about, that the time is now. And that if for whatever reason you're planting for the future, that's great. Now your garden and your publicity garden will grow, and especially thought leaders and speakers that I work with, authors that I work with, you must be thinking ahead consistently about how are you going to grow your garden so that it's now blooming, and then we're planting seeds for blooming later. And that's the power of publicity.
I love it. No, I agree, because if you're everywhere consistently and persistently, like you said, it really does allow you, it opens up a lot more doors. Because I've had conversations with people I know in the past where people have been like, man, you're just everywhere. Like, I can't stop seeing you. And it's like, that's what we want, right? That's intentional. If you don't do that, people come to you and they're more skeptical to talk to you. It's harder to believe what it is that you say when you're not seen consistently everywhere.
Right. So, well, Victor, I call that the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome.
I love it. Okay. So how can we go about starting that?
So a couple things. One is you got to get your message right, like out the gate, right? Now, the truth is your message is an evolving characteristic, right? But let's just start with something. And it depends. Like, you know, I have four books out. So each book has a different message. Prophet of Kindness had us a different message than Guerrilla Publicity did. And it's a completely different message. However, what I'm doing is getting the message right for the medium that's coming out right now, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I work with a lot of people who don't have books. That doesn't matter. What matters is your name recognition gets out there and you're creating that I've heard of him somewhere syndrome, right? And yep. And I think that's such a key. So one of the things I find that's really powerful for getting the right message is creating that answer to what's the problem out there. I didn't say, what do you do? I didn't say, what are you offering? I didn't ask you what you're selling. I want to know what's the problem out there. And I think this is the thing. If you can zoom in on that, answer that question first. Let's get your message honed in, powerfully connected, and then we take it out to the media. And by the way, this is not like a ultra long process, you know, in my virtual courses, we're doing it in the first hour, yeah. right? Because yeah. the point is your message is what matters. And then I like to say, make sure it's authentic and consistent to who you are and resonant so that you could say it anywhere, anytime, no matter what, right? Because some media interviews are going to be 7 a.m. I have to wake up at 5:15 next week. That's in the morning, 5:15 yeah. a.m. to do an interview at 8:15 in New York, right? And yep. so this is the kind of thing to know that media works fast. And, you know, when I was on Fox News for Prophet of Kindness, talking about kindness, you know, in multiple markets in Arizona, in Las Vegas, in San Francisco, and in Sacramento, you know, in Virginia. And guess what? They were 4 minutes and 30 seconds. That was an average Fox News segment on TV. Most TV segments, no matter what network you're on, that's really fast. Most radio interviews, yeah, very fast. Podcasts have a little more luxury, but truthfully, most podcasts are between 15 to 25 minutes fast, right?
Yeah,
so this is, right? So this is the point, is your message must be delivered quickly, effectively, and remember, consistently and persistently. So here's the deal. You're going to get tired of your message, but I haven't even heard it yet. Right?
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy you said that. I say that all the time. Like, it's almost going to feel boring because you say the same things over. I think this is where most people get stuck. They think they have to come up with new things all the time. Like, I've been saying just about the same thing, maybe tweaking it here and there over the past couple of years, but not everyone hears it. They might take a year before they finally hear it for the first time. And then they're like, oh, right. But I've been saying that to me, it's boring, right? It almost feels monotonous.
Well, I have to tell you, because I call it going kerplunk, right?
Yeah.
And this woman was in my virtual publicity course the other day. She's taken it before, like 2 years ago. And of course, things are changed and upgraded. But one of the things that I had said, she said, Jill, you know, I heard you say that before. And somehow I didn't get it. I wasn't ready for it. And all of a sudden I heard it. And I heard it completely different. And now I'm going to run with it, because she was ready for it. So yeah. Here's the deal. You don't change your message except when your message changes. Every time a new book's out, yes, I have to change the message, of course. But I'm saying do not change your message. You will get bored of it, but somehow it will go kerplunk for somebody in a different moment. Yep. And so they'll, you know, your main points need to be what people remember, which leads me to have good sound bites. You know, I have certain sound bites I want you to create. This is a soundbite, the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. Yep. I want you to have your ooh, ah factor. These are part of my message when I'm talking about publicity that I rinse and repeat. I do mean that. And I say them again and again because people can hear them. They will remember them. It's fun. They can wrap their mind around it and they're easy to say. So here's the deal. In your message, you got to have easy to say, simple to replicate, quick to remember, and fun things like your ooh, ah factor, or the, you know, I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. Yeah. People can remember this. And no more than three. That's my general rule.
Yep.
Have three good points, especially when it comes to media. Three main points. And, you know, listen, you all know, like the back of your hand, probably what you do. Now let's distill it to main points that are important. I had some scientists I was working with the other day, and I love these women, but they're just so brainiac that they didn't know how to take their message and make it simpler. So for example, one's an epidemiologist. I didn't even quite know what that meant, but when she told me what it meant, you know, I'm like, oh, great. Well, let's talk about the pandemic. Let's talk about germs. Let's talk about viruses, right? And so that made her relevant to today's moment. So think about where you can get more relevant to the moment of what's going on, and then also thinking future. That's really a key too.
I love it. I love it. Definitely some great insights. One of the things, it's funny that you mentioned like the three things, like say these, one of the things that I say a lot that really stands out for a lot of people, they their ear perks up when I say it, is infobesity. Because I feel like most people, when they hear it, they understand what it could mean, but they never heard it before. So they never heard
great
the word.
Sound bite.
Yeah. Almost instantly you understand what it means. Right. You have like, you're just overloaded with information. And this podcast is mainly about insight, access to people like you, access to people like me, because we give you specific steps and actions that you can take right now. It's not information that you can look up. How do I get on the media on Google? And you can look up everything that I do for people online on Google, but you're going to get thousands and thousands of pages and you're going to get lost. Or you can ask specific questions to people like Jill, people like myself, and get direct answers for your situation, right? So that's super important. I love that, to really have these sound bites that you like that make help you stand out with. I love that piece right there for sure. So before we kind of wrap up, I know we're kind of running out of time here. Do you have any steps to how, for example, to reach out to these, let's say, someone is looking to like, you know what, I got to do this. Let me see if I can get on traditional media. How would they reach out? What's their first step?
So besides you having a great message, you know, the truth is you can actually buy media lists. Reach out to me offline. I get some great resources for you, no problem. Also even locally, if you want to go local, sometimes, you know, your local associations, like a Chamber of Commerce, like funny enough, your local TV station has media lists that they give out as a customer service kind of benefit. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you in your communities can get free resources for your local media. So just know that. It's really a good thing to know. And I think that's a great place to start with a media list. There are also online, basically you send out one press release all over, you blitz it more or less. And I like to call it, you throw spaghetti at the wall and let's see what sticks, because media is a bit of a numbers game. We got to play the numbers and we got to get those sticky, fun people who say yes to you, who are driving your media. And the other thing that I think really works great is start following reporters whether it's Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter. Follow the reporters that are right for you.
Okay, that I love that. So those are great first steps. You know, like I didn't even know that you could reach out to get a media list, right? That's fantastic, right? And those are the things you don't know if you start looking online, like unless you go to people like yourself, right? So before we kind of end here, how can we find out more about you? Is there anything you'd like to give to the audience?
I'd love to give you another great, really free publicity interactive webinar live with me. Okay, get your publicity questions answered and let's rock and roll for your story, so that your story and your message gets out there. How you get that is you go to jilllublin.com. Lots of L's in there, and Victor will hopefully spell it out for you.
I'll make sure we'll put it in the show notes for sure.
Thank you so much. You go to jilllublin.com/publicity and come online with me and let's get your message out there.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, thanks again for coming. I know when we spoke, I was like, I got to have you on here, because I love being able to bring people on that just speak like they're so similar. There's a lot of similarity in what you do to what I do, but they're so different at the same time. Like the one is you help people really develop that initial piece before they're ready to really work with someone like me. So I love it. I love it. Now, head on over to, what was it? JillLublin.com/publicity.
Perfect.
Awesome. So then you can get that webinar, get the message out, learn how to reach out to everyone, and you're going to get going in some next steps for you to take as well. Now, before I forget, if you're looking to generate never-ending leads, once you have your message and you know how to reach out and how to get booked on these news media or local radio or anything like that, then head on over to ventobot.com/book so you can learn how to acquire those leads, how to engage them, how to elevate them, and then finally convert them. That way you can start to really not just become on the traditional media side, but now you can also start to generate revenue from that. So head on over to ventobot.com/book to get your free copy of the Complete Automation Strategy, 4 Phases to Generate Never-Ending Leads. And until next time on the Don't Kill the Messenger podcast, I will see you. I'm Victor with VentoBot. Bye.